It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I'm leaning on the Lord.
Said we walk by. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't. Y'all don't mind saying again. Yeah, Lord. Said I'm leaning
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by faith, not by sight. No, 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 no. No, oh Lord,
never fail me yet.
Listen here, could have been dead and gone, but Lord, I thank you for letting my days roll on. Could have been lying, oh, in a hospital somewhere, but oh. Just a little while here. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, 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 Lord. Come on, put your hands together. We're getting ready to get out of here. Oh, Lord. Because I've been so kind.
Amen. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm just checking my... You know, we always have some technical difficulties. Well, sometimes we have technical difficulties, and I have to make sure folk can hear me. Amen. We would do a whole show. I don't want to do a whole show. And it's so mute. So how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Oh, bless, bless, bless. Y'all, today is Let It Play Monday, so we're going to be playing some good tunes for you. Also, want to talk a little bit about favor. Amen. Favor for the righteous. We're going to be coming from Psalms 5 and 12 a little later on in the broadcast just to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let you know, amen, that God, amen, has his hands on you. Glory to God. Amen. It is Monday, and it's storming in Houston, so we're going to get into the weather in a little while as well. So let's just start the show off real quick with our favorite statement, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the weather.
My gospel soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people, and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favorite statement. God bless.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Want to let you know what's going on in your weather, praise God. And I know a lot of you want to know. If you're in the Houston area, you know, it's chaotic when it comes to this weather. Today is Monday, January the 22nd, praise God, and the time is 1:43 p.m. We have showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms late this morning, then a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Locally, heavy rainfall possible. Not as cool with highs in the mid-60s, southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 100%. For tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, showers mainly in the evening. Not as cool. Near steady temperatures in the lower 60s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain again is at 90%. When we go into Tuesday, it's going to be a chance of thunderstorms, showers, highs in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 80%. And for Tuesday night, cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, a chance of showers in the evening, then showers after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain will be at 80%. Amen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I'll now play a song by your very own Pastor Jay. It says, Father, right here on My Gospel Soul. Yeah.
Betrayed by the seen lies, forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield, all my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real, that's why I call his name. I call him my Father.
Again to My Gospel Soul, Let It Play Monday. Favor for the righteous, praise God, amen. Excited about this scripture, praise God, amen, because it lets us know, amen, that God, amen, his favor, praise God, is upon us, praise God. Pastor, amen. Before we get into that topic, service was wonderful yesterday, praise God, and you know it's raining outside now. Ain't it amazing how the weather just flip-flops? God is amazing, ain't he? Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So this scripture, I'm going to read it, praise God, and it says in Psalms 5 and 12, it says, "For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thy compassion as with a shield. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Amen. Hallelujah. "For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield." This is amazing. Amen. Hallelujah. And I read three different versions of it, praise God, amen, hallelujah, because either, I don't care how you read it, amen, he blesses those, amen, who live a life that's pleasing and acceptable unto him, amen, hallelujah,
amen,
praise God. What do you think about that scripture, Pastor? When I read it, I just felt like it was a perfect scripture, praise God, because it helps you understand, because, you know, we preach about blessings and God blessing you, amen, but it's made plain in the scripture how he looks out for those that are amen, walking in his will. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. He does. He looked out for us, and we talked about on the prayer line earlier today that that God, he answers our prayers, but it has to be in his will. And his will is his word, and it has to line up with his word. And I thank God that God will not allow us. And I say this more often, that when we begin to grow in God and we not eating, drinking milk anymore, some of the things that we pray for, some of the things that we ask for, that conviction should set in when it's a prayer that's contrary to the will of God. God will bless us. The Bible said that if we ask without doubt, we should have what we ask. We should have what we pray. And God wants to bless us, but God wants us to be in his will to be blessed. The favor of God, it does rest on our lives because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. But in all reality, it has to be in God's will for that favor to see, because if God give us everything you want and we want, we don't know how to go through. We don't know how to trust in him. And favor and faith work hand in hand. That shield that it talks about is God's faith. The shield of faith is God's faith, because we have to have that faith to believe that the favor of God is on our lives. We have to have faith in God to believe that God does answer our prayers, that God does it. I mean, just look at our situation. We in the ministry. God has been blessing. Even on yesterday, I was so worried about how I was going to get back and forth and pay this and do that. And before I got there, God had already made the way. All we got to do is trust the process, because the favor of God rests on our life, and have that faith to believe that God is in control, and we just sit back and, like my pastor used to say, sit back in second chariot and watch him drive.
My God. Hallelujah. Watch him drive. And, you know, when you surrender your whole life to him, amen. I'm not, because sometimes we surrender just parts of it. We surrender the church part. We surrender the problem part to him. Amen. But I dare you, amen, to surrender it all. Like Pastor, you sit back in that chariot. That means that you didn't just let, you letting God lead the way. You letting him, like I heard somebody say, take the wheel. You letting God be in complete control. And it's not easy all the time, praise God, for folks to do it, but that's just because you have not, amen, allow God to burn off all those cares in your life. Amen. Let me tell you something. You know, like Pastor was saying, God already worked it out, praise God. Now watch this. The enemy builds up our anxieties. He gets us worried. He gets us trying to fit, go, we got to do something quick, you know. And you got to remember, even at that moment, you got to quickly remember that God has your back. Come on. That God, amen, didn't bring you to it if he wasn't going to bring you through it. Come on, hallelujah.
That's
glory
it.
To God, amen. And like I say, our flesh, praise God, which I want to get into some talks about crucifying the flesh, amen, hallelujah, and the affections of lust and lust, praise God. You have to surrender. That's a major, major part, praise God, in experiencing the favor of God. When you surrender, praise God, amen, and you say, no more I, God, but it's you, Christ, that lives inside. Amen. That means I'm giving my family over to you. I'm giving my finances over to you. I'm giving everything. Hallelujah. Over to you. Praise God. Amen. And it takes a great amount of faith sometimes in certain areas. Like sometimes the things that you don't really want to deal with, of course you're gonna give that to God. But what about the things what about the things that you just love to do? But God tell you no. Like, and y'all know, I always go back to that rich man. It's always, God will always point out that thing that's the hardest for you to let go of. He'll always point that one out, because He does not want anything to take his place in your life. Praise God. And it's some things in our life we're worshiping. And we don't understand that, and you've been waiting on the breakthrough, you've been waiting on the change, but because you, it's that one thing, amen, that's right, that's in the way, that's holding it up, glory to God. And God say, let it go. He say, you done gave this to me? You done gave you this to, and then this for somebody listening. You done gave everything but your marriage to me? Oh, my God. You done gave everything but your... But your finances to me? Come on. He say, I want you to give me everything and trust me with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust him with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, as leaders, you know, men and women of God, things that we have to let go of, praise God, and the things we have to walk away from when we step into leadership, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Ain't always things that was already bothering us. Sometimes it's things that we really held dear to our heart. And God will say, you can't, that right there is going to separate you. That right there is going to, you know, it's going to keep you, you know, in bondage. That right there. And you'll be looking at it saying, well, it ain't that major. It ain't a sin. It ain't a this. But God knows that it will be a hindrance down the road, or it'll be a hint. You know, when you got to do some things that he told you to do, you're going to say, uh-uh. I got this over here. Uh-uh. I got that over there. So the Lord is, he's so wise. Praise God. Amen. And he wants the best for you. He wants you to experience his favor. He wants you to know, see, we'll limit what we can do, but God won't. Come on. God will tell you, hey, I'm going to take you here, and I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to take you here. But because in our minds there's levels to things, or we feel like we're not educated enough. We feel like we don't look the part. We feel like, you know, we don't qualify. But let me tell you something about God's favor. When you let go and let God, God's favor take you, take you further than any education can take you. It'll take you further than any, you know, than good looks can take. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody. It'll take you
come
further.
On now.
So you got to learn, praise God, how to let go for real and let God. Don't just sing it, but do it for real. Come on.
Amen.
Wake up every day just expecting God to make a way. Come on. Bills hitting the mailbox. You
amen.
Expect God to work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you lose. I was crying, Pastor. My car, listen, that little scootabout, Pastor, got me some places. Do you hear me? I could get in that car and I hit it. You know what I'm saying? And when my daughter called me and say, Mama, the car's smoking. That's what she said. And my son went to look at the car and called my brother, told him, and my brother said, check the coolant, where the coolant is. So my brother, he looked in the coolant, and he said, if it's pink, that means the head cracked on the car. You know, when the head cracked in the car is done for, because you got to get a whole nother engine, okay?
And so
when my brother told me that, I was at home because my daughter was driving. I was at home, and I just sat there because my brother say, you're going to have to leave it where it is, right, because nobody could tow it. And so I went up to the car. We all pushed the car around because it was a little big car, so, you know, you could just hit it with your hip, it was going to roll. Pushed it around the corner, past it, and I had to walk away from it, Pastor. We had to clean it out. Walk away from it. Had my gospel soul on the back windshield, all that. Got in the car, I mean, and I was giving you testimony, Pastor, about how God blessed me with an even bigger vehicle, with a good engine in it and a good transmission in it. You know, sometimes we be so busy crying over the things we feel like we lost when God really was removing it. Come on. He really was making space for a blessing. Come on. We crying because we lost that house. We crying because we lost a spouse. And I know it's hard with the spouse thing. We crying because we felt like we've been robbed. But I just wanna bless you today, amen. God, amen, hallelujah, is a God of multiplication, amen. Hallelujah. He's not an add to God. He's a multiplying God. Come on, hallelujah. So anytime God allows something to be taken out of your life or to be removed, it's because he makes space, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he makes a big old space. Why? Because he's a God of multiplying. Amen. So anything he's going to replace that, he's going to replace it with something bigger and better. Glory to God. He's going to replace it with something, praise God. Now, what you had before probably took you where you needed to go. Come on, hallelujah. Probably got you there. I heard somebody say from point A to point B. But this next level in your life, God has to bless you with something, praise God, that can handle where you're going. My God, I'll help somebody today.
Amen.
And what that little thing you was in, that little situation you was in, it wouldn't have been conducive for the place that God is about to take you. It wouldn't have worked. It would have kept you stagnant, praise God, amen. So God had to give you something bigger so you can understand that he has bigger things in store for you. Some of us say, well, Lord, just give me this little house. Just give me this little of this. I just take this, God, if you be so merciful. No, he said, I need you to, he said, you have not. I'm sorry, I have somebody with favor today. You have not because you ask not. Come on. Glory to God. I was walking out, Pastor, I walked in a little room. Pastor, I walked in a little room every Sunday. I was in Texas City. Remember I told you I was in Texas City. I walked in a little room, right? And did my Sunday morning podcast, right? And I had a whole lot of members when I was in Texas City. When I went into the office, it dwindled down. It dwindled down to one member. Well, that was showing up, right? And my member used to say, the one member, she used to say this to me. She said, you will preach in the closet, won't you? Hallelujah. But she didn't you got to understand faith. You got to understand faith. Everybody is not meant to walk with you, you know, where you at. And sometimes God have to cleanse, and the Lord drops in my spirit, he has to cleanse your palate. Not everybody is meant to go to the next place with you. And some people might come back later on. But sometimes God got to take you through the valley. And when God take you through the valley, everybody not going to make it in the valley. Come on, glory to God. You won't, because sometimes you be saying, well, this person said they never walk away from the ministry in that big talk. But listen, this ain't they walk. This your walk. And sometimes when God take you through the valley or the wilderness, praise God, amen, the test ain't about who stays. The test is about if you're going to keep on walking. And the test is about if you're going to keep on striving, if you're going to keep on showing up, if you're going to keep on, come on, hallelujah. It ain't about, because we get so caught up, so-and-so don't support me, the family don't support me, so-and-so turn their back on me, wouldn't help me in the time of trouble and all this. The walk ain't about them. The walk is about, are you going to do what God told you to do? You're going to show up every day. You're going to preach to the chairs. You're going to preach to the ceiling. You're going to preach to the phone if you're on the internet. Are you going to show up and do? Because if you can be faithful, oh, y'all know I'm finna go here, Pastor. If you can be faithful over the little bit, glory to God, then God know he can trust
Amen.
You to increase it. He can trust you to increase it. Come on. Ooh. Lord, let me come on back in here. Come on back in here. Amen. The favor of God
Amen.
Is upon your life. The favor of God is upon your life. And it ain't about the condition where you live at. It's not about what you look like. It's not about, you know, if you're just so gifted and talented. It's about his favor. It's about his favor and it's about his love for you. Praise God. He said that you sacrificed your whole life, because he said a living sacrifice. You sacrificed your whole life to surrender your all to me. I got to take care of you. I got to take care of you. My God. I'm going to leave that alone. Pastor, you want to say something? That was good to me.
We talk about surrendering in favor. When you surrender your all to God, we take the example of Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he did not want to go through death, but he said, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let thy will be done. And that's what we have to get in our spirits and on our lips, so when our will lines up with the will of God, and we surrender all to God and trust in him, and knowing that he got us in everything. And that's when, because the favor of God rests on our lives, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. But when our mindset begins to line up with God's mindset and begin to, Lord, I trust you anyway. Look, and I use my testimony as a little example that I was running and running and running a long time, and a friend of mine named Candy, she had told me, she said, all you got to do is do what God said. And I said, well, mm-hmm. I'm sick and I'm on dialysis, coming up with all excuses. I can't see well. I'm ashamed to be spilling up stuff and all this here stuff. She said, be obedient to the will of God. And I let my will down, what Isaac wanted to do and all the hang-ups that Isaac had within his mind, and start, like we on yesterday, on the other day, losing your mind. I put on the mind of Christ and start saying, Lord, anyway, however you do it, I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to do the will of God. And even in the situation, when you begin to start being obedient, when trials and tribulations come up, I didn't know how I was going to continue to pay this, that, and the other, getting over there. The church was not going according to what Isaac thought. But I had to, again, lose my mind and put on the mind of Christ. Any way you do it, Lord, I'm going to move myself out the way, and I'm going to allow you to take full control, and I'm going to trust you anyhow. And when I begin to do that, God began to fix things and open up doors. And when we begin to surrender everything and just give it over to God, God will begin to move in our lives.
My God.
Everybody's not going to go with you. Everybody's not designed to go with you.
Come on.
But God will, the Bible says that in all your ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. And it also says the good man steps is ordered by the Lord. All we got to do is walk in favor of God, in obedience of God, and God has already done everything he's supposed to do.
My God. Everything he's supposed to do. Come on. And the thing is, everything is already set in order. It's set in order. Like Pastor said earlier, he was how he was going to get out of here and all this kind of stuff. And God already had a ride. He already had somebody mind on him. He already had somebody. Ooh, somebody will catch that in a minute. He already got somebody that's going to come and fix. You just got to be ready. Look, like they say, get up and get dressed. Get up and get dressed. You got somewhere to go. Hallelujah. And God say, you... And the amazing thing is, and I share this a lot, because when I was preaching crusade, it was sometimes I had people out there at the crusade, sometimes I did. And I do believe it was my boot camp. It was my boot camp, and God is activating that in me again. But it was my boot camp, because God, come on, God tell you go out on a concrete slab in the middle of a neighborhood and preach. Look, he said put chairs out. He said put, come on. And I'm out there, you know, with my mom. But we went forth every night. We went forth every night, put the chairs out faithfully every day, every evening for 2 weeks. And it was a challenge for me after a while. Because when you first start off, you got zeal. You, I'm ready, and I'm. God told me to do this, and God told me to do that, you know. And I came in, and I was talking to my mother, you know. At first, I wasn't living with my mama, but then I ended up living with her. Come on. And we went on and crusade a little bit more. But it was a challenge for me at first. Because I was thinking, oh, it's going to be, you know, I had my own vision of how it was going to be. Oh, it's going to be people going to come from all over the place to hear what I, you know, what God told me to do, you know, just in my head. Oh, this, oh, you know, I couldn't sleep at night, Pastor, because I could see how God, what was going to happen, right? So that first week, Pastor, nobody, it was just me and my mama. It started raining. She put a tarp over me. I kept on preaching, right? And that next week, I was down. I was feeling down. So me and my mother had walked the grounds. We had walked around the grounds 7 times before we started the crusade. And because that's my thing. The Lord say, walk, speak, and sow into the ground. So we walked around it 7 times and prayed and spoke over that property. And that next week, my mama say, you ready? I was sitting down. Pastor. I say, maybe we should, you know, maybe I ain't going. My mama say, get up. My mama say, look, and y'all know how mamas talk to you, but my mama say, get up. Get your behind up, right? She was like, what did God tell you to do? See, you got to thank God for mamas that's raising the gospel. What did God tell you to do? And she got to talking to me. Before you know it, we was back outside, a test set up. And I was right back to testifying. I was right back to talk, to compelling. I was right back to doing what God called me to do. And that we completed that second week, and nobody showed up. By that Saturday, Pastor, I was sitting on the I was sitting in my little office I made in her house, right? And my cousin called from Honolulu. He's a pastor out in Honolulu. And he said, I heard what you was doing out there, cuz. I said, yeah. Cuz, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, the Lord told me, and I told him the vision, what God told me to do. And he said, so what y'all out there with? So I was telling him I was using an old karaoke machine my brother gave me. And he said, all right. And so he said, well, God told me to sow into your ministry. So I'm look for my seed coming in, you know, in a couple of days. He said, stay encouraged, cuz he's a pastor out in Honolulu. He said, stay encouraged, cuz. He said, and I'm going to be watching you, and I'm going to be, because, you know, at the time, I was just preaching. I didn't have like a pastor or nothing like that with me. I was just doing what God told me to do. And so about two, three days later, a check come in the mail. He has blessed the ministry with $1,000. Listen, man of God, I'm looking because I needed a speaker system. We went and got the speaker system. We went and got a cooler because we needed for the water, you know. We went and got things that we need for the crusade, you know. By the next crusade, Pastor, because we did it every quarter, the next crusade, praise God, we had a church every night out there, Pastor. It was a different church every night in evangelism. Then by the next year, Pastor, we was going in parking lots at different churches. They was letting us come in to do the crusade outside on their property. It was amazing, praise God, amen. But the thing is, like I said, in the valley, everybody ain't meant to walk with you. It's not because they're not anointed, and it's not because they don't love God. It's just that sometimes God want to build you. Sometimes God want to build your faith. He want to be, and I used to preach, Lord, increase my faith so I have faith for increase. What God has shown me was I had faith to get to get to that point. But I needed more faith, praise God, to make it through the wilderness. I needed more faith, praise God, to make it through that awkward time, through that time where I couldn't see my way. I needed more faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And God had to increase my faith, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's me. I hope somebody is hearing something, praise God, that blesses them, because I know God has given me that gift to see when people are they're in their wilderness experience. And it's important what you do while you're in the wilderness. It's important. Amen. We hear the story of the children of Israel. We hear the story, you know, it's important what you do. Come on. Hallelujah. It's important about your mindset, because the enemy comes in and messes with your mind and gets to talking to you. And he's relentless. Okay. He's relentless. Pastor talks about Jesus. Amen. When he said, but nevertheless, amen. He said, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless. We got to thank God for that nevertheless, amen. Because if it wasn't for that nevertheless, praise God, amen, where would we be right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was souls that need to be saved, lives that need to be changed, and it's the same thing for you, praise God. It's some folks that's waiting on your testimony. It's folks that you have yet to meet. It's folks that you have yet, amen, to encounter, praise God. Hallelujah. So please don't give up. Amen. While you're in the wilderness, please don't give in to the devil while you're in the wilderness. Praise God. If you hold on just a little while longer, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. Believe me when I tell you, you're going to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. It is Let It Play Monday. When you come back, praise God. Amen. I'm going to see what Pastor want to say. Amen. And then we're going to keep getting into it. This is Kenny Brown. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is Kingdom Assignment. We'll be right back.
Going pretty good. How's your?
I'm going pretty good.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
I've been on mute. Can you hear me now? Oh, you know what? I did a whole little announcement, but guess what? I'm going to do these announcements again. Pastor said he couldn't hear. So I was on mute. Whoop, we got to watch this. Let me see. Pastor, can you hear me now? Let's see.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Look, I went through a whole announcement and everything. So guess what? We get to do the announcements again. Hold on. Let me get my stuff. Let me open everything back up again. And I was getting ready. I'm going to read what the play is about in a little while, too. But I didn't get to. No, ma'am. Well, Pastor, I'm going to mute myself because I got to get Yoshi under control. Can you please give the announcement for the revival, the spring revival again? Because I gave it, but I guess they couldn't hear me.
Yes, ma'am. The revival will be April the 11th through the 13th. That's at 7 o'clock nightly. The revival is at 8389 Almeda Road, Houston, Texas. 7 o'clock nightly. That's starting on the 11th, which is a Thursday, ending on Sunday, which is family and friends at 4 o'clock. We'll be having two guest speakers. Pastor Tink from Valley Community Bible Church in Liberty, Texas, will be out giving a word from God, as well as we have Charles Newman out of Antioch, Columbus, Ohio, will be coming and closing out the revival. Amen.
Hello. Amen. And it's going to be awesome. Praise God. Amen. I'm excited and looking forward to it. Praise God. It's going to be, amen, the spring. I'll be sharing again the flyer. Praise God. I'm going to work on a audio commercial for that to put on the podcast. Praise God. And a couple of other things that we have coming up. I have to pull it up again. Hallelujah, amen. Oh, and the time for the service, I announced it too. The time for our service has changed to 10:30 a.m. I say it again, praise God, for those that, you know, we'll release the new flyer in just a few minutes on Facebook, praise God, Twitter, Instagram, it's going to be everywhere. We have the Woman at the Well Conference coming up as well. Praise God. Amen. It's our annual conference, Living Water Never Thirst Again, John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. May 19th, amen, at 4 p.m. And if the time changes on there, we'll let you know. Praise God. But you are invited out. Praise God. Now, if you need more information, you can get in contact with you can get in contact with Pastor at 936-391-5977, or you can get in contact with me at 281-723-8210. Praise God. Amen. Also, you can go to outtheboxministries.org. Amen. If you want to see announcements, if you want to know where we are, what we're doing, praise God. We have a blog on there that we update, praise God, with events and scriptures and words of encouragement. So we look forward, amen, to hearing from you. Also, I want to talk about the prayer line. We never get off of here, praise God, without talking about the prayer line. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to ask Pastor to give information on the prayer line.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. The prayer line every day at 12 noon. We get on the wall and pray for our communities, our government, and anybody that have a prayer request. So if you want to join us, you can get on the prayer line with us every day. Or you can inbox us your prayer request, and we will have the intercessors praying. And I'm getting the number to the prayer line. Pastor, do you have a flyer?
I got it. I got the number to the prayer line. The number to the prayer the number to the prayer line is 712-432-3900. And the code, amen, is 774-503. If you need prayer, you want to, or you just want to be on there at 12, praise God, amen. Come on. Hallelujah. But I do want to say this, praise God. If this is for prayer, hallelujah, amen. If you don't have good intentions and you're not on there for prayer, praise God, amen, then, you know, pass this to somebody you know that needs prayer, that needs a breakthrough, or just needs to fellowship, because word goes forth on this prayer line as well, teaching, amen, hallelujah, singing and praising the Lord. So it's a powerful prayer line, amen, glory to God. So, like I said earlier, I wanted to share a little bit of the play, amen, what it's about, amen, and encourage you to come out. Like I say, it's an evangelism tool. It's not just to be doing something, praise God, amen. We're hoping that lives are, souls are saved, amen, lives are changed, praise God, amen, with this play. But it's called Get On Board. We have 15 characters, praise God. We got a Tyrone. We got a Loretta. Loretta is my character, my comical character that I play, amen. So she'll be in the play. We got Miss Mary. Miss Mary is the narrator. She's going to be talking throughout the play. And then we have Minister Charles. Minister Charles is an alcoholic. He has got caught up in his life, praise God. Dealing with that. Then we got Trey. Trey is a young man who is trying to take care of his mom, and his role, whoever plays his role has to be able to feel that emotion that Trey is dealing with as a young man. Okay. Then we got a character that's the pastor. We need I would like for it to be a seasoned pastor to play that part. Amen. Glory to God. Or a very, very good actor. You just never know. You might find out what your calling is in that part right there. Amen. But it's going to be good. The play is about people being led to freedom through the impression of Harriet Tubman. This play will show the natural and spiritual chain of bondage that can be broken free by making the decision to choose Christ. This is a tool of evangelism, and we are hoping to go from church to church, amen, sharing this play. Hallelujah. So, play is going to be good. I want to set up a reading on Zoom so all the characters can read together as well once we do the casting call. Amen. And so it's going to be a very good experience. We don't have the date of the play yet because I want to get the characters in place first. Amen. Before we set that date. Praise God. But it's going to be good. Amen. Pastor, do you have any words you want to share? Any final words? Amen. Before we get off the broadcast today.
Yes, ma'am. I encourage you guys to just get in a word-based church learn. It's getting late in the hours, and God is about to come back. And I just encourage everyone that if you don't know him as a part of your sins, get to know who God is. God is able and just to forgive us. I mean, it's nothing too hard or nothing that he will not forgive us for. And we have a repentant heart. So I encourage you, you don't know the day or the hour when your number might be called. But if we repent, we have that assurance to know when our number is called that we have a seat at the table in eternity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bottom line, amen. Hallelujah. And if you listened earlier and someone said to bless your life, praise God, and you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can lift your hands right now where you sit, stand, or lay. Hallelujah. And you can open your mouth to confess, amen. Hallelujah. Say, I am a sinner, amen, and I want to be saved, glory to God. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I receive him in my heart, and I believe, amen, that he died on the cross for my sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And rose on the third day as a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up. Amen. I am a new creature. Praise God. Old things are passed away, and behold, I am new. Praise God. Now, you have to, if you are not in the Houston area, praise God, find you a church, amen, that's preaching that's telling you the conclusion of the whole matter, preaching the whole gospel, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Praise God. Amen. We love you. Praise God. We want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? Amen. Y'all know it. God cares. He's going to always love you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We'll talk to you on tomorrow. Praise God. Bye-bye.
Amen.